Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Some of the headlines surrounding COVID-19 this morning, Alan. Florida breaks record for COVID-19 hospitalization. The Sunshine State had 10,207 people hospitalized with confirmed COVID cases. It's now reported 21,683 new cases of the virus, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. To fight vaccine lies, authorities now recruit an influencer army. This from the New York Times. To spur the vaccination effort, the White House has enlisted an army of YouTubers, Switch streamers, and TikTokers, all with enormous online audiences. We even see the Capital Region in New York now leads New York State with the highest seven-day average percent of positive test rate for COVID-19. And believe it or not, people still resistant to getting the vaccine.
You said it, David. That's exactly what this is about. There are so many people who think they know better. We see screen images on the TV of a guy dying, leaving his several kids behind, saying, I should have taken the vaccine. Look, the vaccine works. The people who are anti-vaxxers, many of them Trumpers, have some rationale in their minds, but it doesn't make any sense to me or to you or anybody else. I mean, how can you, in fact, commit suicide? Because that's what it is. When you don't take that vaccine, you make yourself one of the vulnerable. And we see it in Florida, particularly where Governor DeSantis keeps offering really bad advice. And that advice is basically ignore the facts. You know, we don't want kids in schools wearing masks. We don't want this and that. When the role is taken, DeSantis is going to be right there as one of the top guys. And why? Because in order to win in the political game, he gives up his human virtues. He gives up decency and follows in the footsteps of Trump, who, of course, set the wheel in motion. And, you know, DeSantis probably wants to be president. I'm sure he does. And so there is an inability to think rationally.
Yeah, and of course, the ex-president would like to be president again, it seems, and he has a $100 million threat, as CNN says this morning, to democracy. The defeated and disgraced ex-president's huge war chest, nearly all amassed within 6 months of leaving office, was built on his calls for cash from supporters bought into his delusional lie that the 2020 election was stolen. Hey, that's a lot of money to run with already.
David, I've been saying this all along. He has every chance of being president again. Look. They're changing the rules in so many of the Republican-dominated states. They're making it harder to vote. We're going back to Jim Crow. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. You figure when you had large black turnouts and it led to Trump's defeat, get rid of the large black turnouts by changing the rules. That's what they're doing. And now he's collected money. I've said to you, David, you know this because we've discussed it so many times, that this is the last gasp of the Moor. This is the people who have been on top who do not want to see any change in the equilibrium in this country. And that's why they're doing what they're doing. And they'll do anything to preserve what they consider to be essential power over those who don't have that power right now. And we are seeing Trump as a manifestation of that, DeSantis, and of course, all the Republican voters who stand with Trump despite the fact that he's trying to kill our democracy.
And no more evidence than what we saw in the papers late last week into the weekend. Trump to acting AG. This gave me a chill. According to aide's notes, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me. This was an aide conversation. The acting attorney general, Jeffrey Rosen, told Trump that the Justice Department, quote, can't plus won't snap its fingers and change the outcome of the election. Can you imagine a president of the United States on the phone with the AG asking that question?
No, David, it is not only reprehensible, it is astounding that the people in the Republican Party don't turn around and say, no, this is our democracy, this is our kids, this is our kids' kids that are facing the loss of, for example, free elections in the United States, going into dictatorship the way that dictators have always assumed power. Hitler, Mussolini, you name them. That's when you get corrupted elections and they won't leave office. And that's still true with many of the elections that we see held around the world. They are corrupt, and that's how presidents or leaders maintain their power.
The Senate unveils details on bipartisan infrastructure proposal. Democratic and Republican negotiators finalized the full text of the roughly $1 trillion proposal, setting the stage for a long-awaited debate in the chamber to enact one of President Biden's economic policy priorities. Well, here comes the debate, but I guess there's really no debating. When you look at what's in the bill, it's a lot of what this country needs in terms of infrastructure.
Well, David, we've been after infrastructure reform for years now, including utterances from the former President Trump saying we needed it, and yet he couldn't get it done. Now Biden gets it done. It's got to infuriate Trump, who, of course, is saying he's going to run again, and I think he will. And as you point out, has $100 million in the bank to do it with. So this is going to be an incredibly important presidential election coming up. Now, with that said, let's remember that Biden has vast popularity in this country, while Trump does not. Trump claims the election was stolen from him. And yet, if you look at the polls, not so. What we see is he wants to just take over by coup or putsch or whatever you want to call it. That's what this is all about. And when he says to an attorney general, fix it so that I win, we just have tingling in our bones as we remember Hitler and all of the others who have come to power exactly that way.
Let's assume the deal goes through, the money gets out there, we start to see infrastructure improvements. Does that impact the voting populace?
It depends, David. It depends whether they intend to steal it. And it looks to me like they are trying to steal it. You look at those southern states, the Republican-dominated legislatures are changing the rules so their people will vote and the people who are likely to vote the other way won't. We know what that's all about. There's no other way to look at it. They're trying to steal it, and they're trying to steal it now before our very eyes. And you would think that the people who have taught civic virtue and everything else to their children would turn around and say, no, this is too much. But they don't.
Political Observer, Alan Shartok with us.